Thank you so much for being available to talk to us.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
It's been a very intense week when it comes to U.S.-Uzbek relations. How satisfied are you with the visit of President Mirziyoyev?
I think the visit went very well. I think the two leaders connected, and I think they had a wonderful discussion, a one-on-one discussion, and then a larger discussion with the rest of the cabinet members. So it was very wide-ranging. They talked about a whole host of issues, whether it was Afghanistan or military-to-military cooperation or economic and business cooperation, human rights reform. They really covered the gamut of issues.
Yeah, when we heard from President Trump in the Oval Office, he emphasized on the military cooperation, which raised many questions, you know, by the observers. As you know, many human rights organizations called as a group and separately to raise those critical issues. How much time was spent on discussing human rights issues?
Well, the human rights issues definitely came up in the broader discussion where you had the cabinet members and, you know, about 15, 20 people in the room. And certainly human rights issues did come up. As you know, Ambassador Brownback, the ambassador at large for international religious freedom, was specifically invited to the lunch so that these issues would be raised, and they certainly were. And as you know, President Mirziyoyev was able to talk about some of the positive movement on the human rights front, the release of political prisoners, the efforts to eliminate child labor, and the opening of the media. As you yourself know, with VOA receiving accreditation, this has really opened up opportunities for U.S. media and a more open, facilitating a more open media environment. So he certainly, you know, had a good story to tell in terms of the progress that Uzbekistan has made. But on the U.S. side, there were continuing questions, particularly on the religious freedom issue. And we're hopeful that we'll see Uzbekistan move forward on the religious freedom issue as well. And of course, Uzbekistan provided a roadmap for how they plan to move forward on these issues. So that was a major topic of discussion during the broader meeting.
Well, what we heard from the Uzbek delegation and also, you know, from President Mirziyoyev himself was that he was here to also discuss challenges, that reforms are difficult. This is a very challenging time for Uzbekistan. What kind of challenges did they talk about with you?
Well, as I mentioned, the religious freedom issue is definitely a challenging issue for Uzbekistan. And as you know, they're considered a country of particular concern, according to our State Department International Religious Freedom Report. So that is a definite challenge that we're hoping to see progress on in the coming months. And, you know, I think he talked about, you know, how far Uzbekistan has come. You know, he's been there 18 months, so he has pushed forward with as many reforms as he could in the time that he has had. But of course, these things take time. Change takes time. And, you know, so this was an important issue of conversation, but also, as you mentioned, the Afghanistan building up military to military cooperation, that's also something that President Trump has expressed interest in.
We saw President Mirziyoyev at the Department of Defense yesterday morning, and the day before, U.S. and Uzbekistan announced a joint statement on strategic partnership agreement. Where does the agreement stand? We know that they have not signed the agreement yet.
Well, I think the idea was to build a new era of strategic partnership. We had had a strategic partnership agreement, you know, 16 years ago. So, you know, we've had ups and downs in the relationship since then. And so I think this visit really marks a new era in that strategic partnership. And as you said, there was no specific agreement signed as such, but I think the joint statement itself is a very powerful message about where both sides want to take the relationship moving forward and the commitment by both sides to make sure that we have greater cooperation across a broad range of sectors. And we had a lot of expressions of U.S. business interest. But I think during the meetings, it was made clear that, you know, the U.S. Needs to see a level playing field in Uzbekistan, and whereas we've seen the beginning of some economic reforms, there's still work to be done on intellectual property rights, making sure that you have that level playing field for all companies, so that they will have confidence in the rule of law and in sanctity of contracts. So I think if as we move forward and we see those economic reforms that President Mirziyoyev has committed to, he's committed to bringing in international business, and he is very interested in attracting U.S. investment. But in order to see that actually happen, we have to see this level playing field created for U.S. businesses.
What are the conditions for the military cooperation? We know that Uzbekistan is going to increase its participation in the Northern Distribution Network, and they have several years of experience in doing that. But what are some of the conditions that you're putting forward to make sure that they follow, so that then you can provide the kind of military assistance they want, because they do want military assistance?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, any military-to-military cooperation that we would engage in, would be based on, following human rights norms, this would be the basis of the cooperation. But, I think what we are looking for is building a foundation where we better understand each other's systems, and we can find ways to, operate together. And so there are a lot of basic agreements that have to be discussed and put into place. So I think that's where we are in terms of military-to-military cooperation. We know that there is some red tape also on the U.S. side. And I think President Trump was very clear that he would like to see the U.S. side clear some of those bureaucratic hurdles so that we could have more defense cooperation, defense trade.
Congress will have to approve all of this, right?
Exactly, yes. So, I think both sides have work to do to really bring that military-to-military cooperation up to the potential that we have. And, of course, there's a great need for Uzbekistan in terms of border security. They don't have a long border with Afghanistan, but they still need to protect that border. And so we would like to help them with that. And in terms of the security cooperation, we would also like to have more cooperation in countering terrorism. And there you get into some of the law enforcement agreements that we're seeking, and to make sure that we have in place the mechanisms to be able to deal with the terrorism issues that affect both of our countries.
You said that President Trump and Mirziyoyev connected. What would it take for the U.S. president to travel to Central Asia? As you know, no U.S. president has ever been to the region. And, at times like this, a lot of people get very excited and they wonder, when will American leader come to Central Asia? We hear again and again that region matters.
Well, I think you're right that this administration sees the importance of Central Asia. We've had the visit of President Nazarbayev in January, now the president of Uzbekistan. So clearly there is an interest in the region. And I think that this administration sees the opportunities that are there. There are emerging markets. There's really a hunger to have more U.S. investment in the region. And there are changes happening. We see this most prominently in Uzbekistan, where we've just talked about the reforms that are happening under the leadership of President Mirziyoyev. And of course, Afghanistan. We have seen the importance of Afghanistan being connected with the Central Asia region. And so that is also, a motivating factor. It's no secret that this is a region that has been dominated, by Russia, increasingly being looked at by China in terms of economic investments, Belt and Road Initiative. So the U.S. Wants to have a presence, wants to be engaged with this region that's really at the heart of Eurasia. And so while I can't comment on the president's schedule moving forward, I think I can say with confidence that this administration does place a great deal of importance on Central Asia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.